Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video about the male experience in regards to emotion, how men are taught to repress and conform, and the long-term damage this has on males. Also, how men can move forward out of this cycle and fully experience life. Now, it seems that every article you read on male emotion is just rife with condescension. Whenever emotion is mentioned in regards to men, it's in a critical way. Men are continually defined by what we supposedly lack. Now, the terms fail and lacking are used to illustrate a supposed deficit in men's emotional and psychological makeup. I mean, we all know that there are differences in the brain and in cognitive processing between the sexes, but the male brain, it's continually painted as deficient. Now, the expectation fed to men and boys is that they should feel and think like women. And really, it's just more of the same hateful message that feminists have been trotting out for decades, that men and boys are walking abortions. And general consensus would have you believe men are automations, and any emotion in men is equated with weakness. But modern masculinity, it's an identity forced onto men to keep men servile. And the cost for a man going against the grain equals further deprivation socially, sexually, financially. Now, an emotional, socially aware man is seen as a threat and a liability. Winston Smith rebelling against an Orwellian vision of a future he wants no part of. And as men, we're conditioned to repress. The judgment a man receives if he expresses pain and awareness, it only compounds his trauma, and it can be crippling on many levels. And we wonder why men suppress their emotion. And when a man feels powerless, and everything he says seems to be the wrong thing, he shuts down, he withdraws. And if you look at a lot of men who were raised by single mothers, they weren't socially conditioned to communicate with other men. All they ever knew how to do was agree with and pander to women. When men communicate with other men, we exchange ideas, we exchange concepts, we analyze. But in social situations, these men, they have nothing to offer in terms of insights. And they can't hold their ground with men in conversations. And women, they look at them as weak betas. So they lose out. And this is the experience for a lot of male feminists, and what we term manginas. And it's very sad. Now, male emotion, it's painted as destructive. It's feared. Now, we see a man snap and go on a murderous rampage. Then we scratch our heads and ask what went wrong. He seemed so normal. There were no prior signs of rage or him acting out. And that's precisely the problem. A man who doesn't find a way to process and channel his emotions, his anger, his frustrations, and his trauma constructively, he's living in solitary confinement. Everything is turned inwards. So it's very easy to lose perspective, and everything is coloured with the same distorted lens and projected onto society. So a lot of times, it's not a matter of if, but when. And we're all responsible. Now, negative emotion, it needs to be faced head on. But little boys, they learn to hide their emotion as a survival strategy. In everything they feel and think, it's painted as wrong and harmful. So what happens? They get pumped full of Ritalin. They get accused of being rapists, or violent offenders in waiting. In the scope, it becomes very narrow. And all the pain and the shame, it gets buried. And what's repressed gets projected. And if he's angry, he's going to see the world as hostile. And there's more chance of him acting out. So the emotions we repress, they alter our present perceptions. and also how we view the past, and in turn, how we envision the future for ourselves. And what's repressed, it only gets intensified in severity. Now, anger can permeate everything, as can guilt and fear. It colours every interaction, every thought. And it robs us of our ability to feel contentment or find value in our lives. And anger, if it isn't worked through and expressed in a constructive manner, it can become destructive. You know, our perceptions of others, they become more entrenched and distorted. And this limits men in so many ways. Now, men stop communicating their needs, and they become prime targets for more exploitation. Men who can't or won't express their anger and don't prioritize their own needs, instead letting people exploit them. This is a man with no personal boundaries. And this sends mixed messages to your body. It leads to extreme anxiety and stress, and further illness down the track. Now, a man's needs are important. Yeah, the risks are very real. But needs shouldn't be trivialized. They shouldn't be ignored. I mean, what you require and demand for yourself has to be a priority. Now, in the case of females, now, I look at women with such disappointment. I see so much potential. But women have been raised to be the leisure class, and they're never called out on their own behavior. Now, it isn't about finding the right woman, whether there's a good woman out there, because the system can be used by any woman at any point to hurt a man. But what it is about is getting your needs met and recognizing those needs as valuable. You know, myself, I get a lot of attention from women, but I'm self-aware enough to realize it has very little to do with my value as a human being. Now, it's due to a number of factors. Now, my job, for one, and the fact I have my own business, and these set off triggers in a woman, and also social proofing from other females plays a part, as I have a wide network of female colleagues. But these women, I mean, they're only interested in my job as far as it benefits them. You know, they think it's valuable I work with men who are at risk or are offenders, because these men are perceived as a danger to women in their mind. And with my business, they don't appreciate the sacrifice I put in. I try to explain it, you know, you don't own a business, you build a business. So, as men, we need to prioritize our own needs to have our needs met. Otherwise, they will go ignored. And all that'll be in its place is her needs and her growing resentment towards you as a walking doormat. So, men, we can't ever treat a woman as an equal, because they're not. Yet women have privileges that men don't, legally and in many other avenues. And yeah, I mean, men can have relationships with women, but men must take the lead. Women, they won't change unless it benefits them or unless they're forced to. Yeah, empathy for male suffering, it's not something men can give a woman. And I know, it's incredibly hard to see value in women today. But they can be coached to give respect to men. But that takes time, it takes effort. You know, and yes, the risk can be mitigated to a point. But the risks are still very real and very severe. So I can understand men not wanting to invest in women. But this is the opposite of PUA. You know, it's showing women what's acceptable and what isn't. This in turn creates a roll-on effect. And the ones that can be coached, they're not the good ones. They're just more malleable. Men, we need to lead by example. Now, set very clear, definite boundaries and set consequences for crossing them. Women, they won't change due to empathy for men, but rather only as a survival strategy. Now, it seems that everything today is about recognizing women's hidden messages, women's needs. But that only stops when men finally say no. Men, we need to act in sync with what we believe. And very few men live their behavior. They just continue on letting women in society manipulate them. It takes an incredible amount of focus and resolve if a man is to truly go his own way. Young men, they often message me asking for solutions to all these issues that males are facing. They say I'm not providing any real solutions. Well, what I know is the solution is not projection. Now, awareness is one aspect, application is the other. And if you're standing in front of a door, who opens it for you? Who do you have the power to change? And this isn't about men or masculinity being wrong. This is about refuting all the indoctrination and lies we've been fed and setting an example for ourselves and others. So, I don't think the term opting out is accurate. It's about, or should be about, men furthering their own life. So the men that follow will be inspired by our example and follow our lead. I mean, we have a solid understanding of the risks that men face, a solid foundation of knowledge to draw on in regards to causes and motives. We need to further that knowledge and apply it. I mean, if you ask someone, what's the difference between a bridge and a mountain? You know, they'll answer that one you cross, one you climb. But that's not right. The answer is, what are you prepared to live with? Now, one of my favorite works is Metamorphosis by Kafka. A man awakes one morning to find himself turned into a giant insect. And the character's transformation is representative of the fact he's let everyone take advantage of him his whole life. He's become degraded. His needs have gone ignored and his spirit is being ripped from him. Yeah, he never stood up for himself. And the irony is, he's a salesman who basically sold his own dignity. And he dies in the end of starvation, both bodily and emotionally. And you think about it, how many men are trapped in this impoverished cycle? And it's these cycles we need to break. Men, every day, are forced into the cycle of victim, rescuer, perpetrator. And there's consequences for stepping out of these roles. I mean, if we take the example of Tucker Carlson, who made comments recently about sexual abuse of boys being a positive thing. And this man is stuck, yeah, admittedly self-imposed, in the role of rescuer. It's his way of feeling superior to everyone around him, while using the excuse of playing savior to, as he sees them, helpless women. He takes a moral high ground, while he enables the dysfunctional behavior of females to continue. And this is about control. Controlling others so he doesn't have to do any personal introspection. And all that comes out of his mouth is judgment. Yeah, he looks down on everyone, as he feels he's the sole authority. And it's the world's most pathetic mating strategy. So men need to stop deriving their self-worth through the eyes of a woman. And men need to stop justifying this behavior and letting women off the hook for their destructive actions and take responsibility for their part in this. And men need to prioritize their own needs and lay them down very firmly. And if someone doesn't respect them, walk away. Do not passively enable dysfunctional behavior. There's so many women that flip between the roles of victim and persecutor. Passive-aggressive manipulation and a self-belief that men are perpetrators who are still responsible for women's behavior and owe women. This stops females from ever reaching maturity. Self-pity and projecting blame. It all stem from an entire life of people looking the other way or condoning these women's actions. And this creates a cycle in itself. Mothers who fall into the role of neglector, neglecting their own children to satisfy their own needs. And this is all too common. But again, it's something that's never discussed in regards to mothers. So men, they need to assert themselves, to be direct and firmly state what they will and won't accept. Now, it's channeling anger. It's using it constructively. And a change in perception, it goes hand in hand with application and action. And there's no easy answers. We need to be self-aware and notice the emotional triggers when we feel compelled to go into the role of rescuer or perpetrator or victim. Now, these roles, they're not relevant to our lives, so discard them. Now, of course, there's going to be kickback if you step out of these roles, but that's why a man needs to be able to stand his ground and state his own needs and be self-aware to understand his own emotional and psychological processes. Now, shaming and guilt, they should have no place in a man's life. They're tools of manipulation and nothing more. And we as men, we're constantly judged in today's society. And any male that expresses emotion, he's a liability and an immediate threat. You know, a threat to women and to the status quo. And men are indoctrinated to feel shame and fear when expressing emotions. So nothing gets resolved. A man carries all that emotional baggage into present-day situations, so he ends up reacting to past trauma and present stresses, and it's an ugly combination. I mean, what you get is a man who is a shell of himself. He's not fully present, and everything is still unresolved, and the stresses are building. And we're told that negative emotions, they should be brushed aside, and that we need to be positive 24/7. But this is ridiculous. Reality is not picture perfect, and it doesn't serve to protect you in any way. How can you spot dangers in your environment, or health-related triggers in your own body? Now, what's left with this outlook is a society of people living day to day, never delving any deeper, unquestioning and docile. And when you experience trauma, you can get stuck. You become hypervigilant, fearful, and the world is no longer a safe place. What you experience, especially in childhood, it gets shut away. And all that anger and the shame is too much for a child to process. But the stress from that pain, it's still present. And it's this pain that causes people to act out in an attempt to numb a pain that we're not even consciously aware of. And the human body, it's incredibly adept at healing itself. You know, the body will find a way to release stress, whether you want it to or not. Men have been indoctrinated to suppress our emotions, and we see this expression of emotion as weakness, but it's actually the opposite. I mean, you've all heard the phrase, pain is just weakness leaving the body. And it's the body's way of restoring balance. And how extreme this release of stress depends on how repressed and unresolved these emotions are. So we all have a vested interest in ensuring men are able to vent emotion judgment-free and safely. And the more anger a man holds on to, the more negative his experiences and his behavior will be. Now, if your inner world is hostile, so in turn will be your reality. And it's very black and white thinking, with no shades of grey. And what's underneath it all is unresolved fear. All that's left is a victim mentality, and a sense of powerlessness, and projection of that fear and anger onto others. So, it's a very vicious cycle. If you look at therapy, traditional therapy, it tells us we can let go of the past, let go of the pain, the resentment, that you can find a deeper understanding, and put things in perspective. And yeah, I mean, to an extent, you can reframe things. You can rationalize experiences and feelings. But really, it's just a band-aid on a festering wound. I mean, those past experiences and emotions, they're still unresolved. You know, the only way to fully process pain is to re-experience it. You know, you regress to the point of pain. You experience the fear, the anger, you know, all the associated emotions. In my work, I've mediated in victim-offender reconciliations before. You know, offenders meeting their victims face-to-face. These people, they've harbored pain and hatred for decades. But by confronting their pain directly, these people, they're given a new lease on life. But with men, unfortunately, it always seems the one person they can never forgive is themselves. You know, they hold on to their pain until it eats them alive. And there's a quote from Orwell's 1984. Now, he who controls the past controls the future, and he who controls the present controls the past. So as men, we need to define our own reality and enforce it. And self-awareness is the key. There was a great movie I saw recently. It was called Enemy, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. And it was one of the best movies I've seen in years. And you'll either absolutely love it or you'll hate it with a passion. But not much actually happened in the film. It was all about the subtext. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers here, as the movie's meaning is up for interpretation. But my take on it was about a society under totalitarian control, with the last vestiges of humanity, you know, joy, expression, freedom. They're being stripped away from people, and no one has the will or the courage to speak up. And any rebellion against the status quo, it's confined to underground clubs. And even the central character, he's blind to what kind of society he's living in, even though his lectures as a teacher specifically address this form of society. So a new world order is creeping in, and people are blind to it. Really, it's like a modern version of Orwell's 1984. And in today's society, the truth, it's being censored, it's being distorted. And bias against males is just one part of a much wider social issue. So, really, it's an imperative we look inwards to see the reality in which we're living in. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about tonight, but once again, I want to thank you for your time, and keep on trucking. Thank you.